Lesson 85. Sam, Lesson 85 looks very interesting. What are we doing here?
Well, here we're learning another vowel sound for the letter A, the ah sound, as in ma and car.
I suppose that depending on where you're from across this country, the pronunciation might be just a little different from one coast to the other coast, wouldn't it?
That's possible. But I do also want to point out that the first three sounds of the letter A that we've already learned are the short A, the A, the long A, which is A, and the A as in all. And this is the fourth sound of A, the letter A, that we're learning, the A sound.
So the last one was A, and now we're learning A.
Correct.
Slight sound difference.
But enough of a difference, because we have 20 vowel sounds in English. And that's why our vowel system is rather complicated.
Well, let's concentrate on the ah for the letter A, as in, and let's read the top rectangle first. Ma, mama, pa, papa, father, ha-ha, java, lava, drama. Reading down the column, the A column, arc, arc, arm, art. And again, let me just comment that we're teaching you how to pronounce the words. You recognize that they sound the same, but they're spelt differently. They have very different meanings. Be sure to have a dictionary close at hand. Write the words down, and in fact, write the definition with the word, and that will really help you remember the word, its spelling, and its meaning. Next column, bar, car, far, jar, mar, tar, scar, star. And at the bottom of that column, it's arch, march, starch. The third column, it's reading from the top, and again, recognizing these have been grouped in your spelling families. So that makes it easier to remember. Barb, garb. Next grouping, bard, card, hard, lard, yard. Next grouping below, barge, charge, large, marge. And the fourth column, arc, bark, dark, hark, lark, mark, park, clark, shark, spark, stark. And below that, the two words, scarf, snarl. And the fifth column, the ARM spelling family, arm, farm, harm, charm. The next group, barn, darn, tarn, yarn. And the grouping below that, carp, harp, sharp. And the far right column, art, cart, dart, mart, part, tart, chart, smart, start. And the grouping below, carve, starve. And again, we suggest you stop the tape, practice all of the words, make sure that you can say them and spell them. Now let's go to the words in the boxes at the bottom of the page. This means that they have a slightly different pronunciation from the words in their normal spelling families. We had the ARC family, but the W-A-R is pronounced war, ward. Again, the A-R family, the word is warm, warmth, swarm. And the last column in the box, these all sound like O's, but they're spelt with the A-R. Worn, warp, wart. And again, in the boxes on the far right side, at the bottom of the page, the word is quart. And the last two words, dwarf, wharf. And again, these all sounded like they had an O in them, but they are spelled A-R. Sam, in lesson 85, may I ask you a question? It seems to me that many children and adults in reading W-A-R-P would have a tendency to reverse the letters and spell it W-R-A-P because it's so easy for us to put W-R, rap.
Yes.
And is that a familiar error that we make when we're not pronouncing things phonetically?
Exactly. That's the kind of error that a sight reader would make because the sight reader has not had the emphasis put on the proper sequence of letters because they've been taught to look at words as whole configurations. And so it doesn't mean too much to them in what way the letters are sequenced. So often you will find that sight readers will reverse letters or put letters in the wrong place. And of course, to a phonetic reader, it seems rather silly because a phonetic reads the letters from left to right and understands the different spelling forms and understands the phonetic structure. So they're much less likely to make that kind of an error, such as W-R-A-P for warp. In other words, they would tend to see that that you cannot say warp with W-R-A-P, obviously because you're going to have rap there. But the R is going to give you rap rather than warp, you see, because the R comes before the P.
Right.
Warp.
The R would be right after the W. It was just interesting. I found myself wanting to put that R in there out of habit, I think, and not, you know, and struggling to read these words phonetically, left to right, sound for sound.
Right. That's the residual sight reading habit that you still have, Helen, since you were taught to read mainly by sight. You're doing a marvelous job, incidentally, of reading these words phonetically, which proves that a sight reader can become a good phonetic reader.